Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Robbie Zacharias, he is such a blessing. And I don't know if you've missed it, but you know, Larry, the cable guy, I forget his actual name now.
I don't know.
He gave his life back to the Lord 2 years ago. He's given his testimony at Liberty University. We had that on VFN TV. You can see that at VFNTV.com. But he said he listens to Robbie Zacharias. So Larry, the cable guy, listens to Robbie Zacharias. He said, but when I do it, I've got to have a dictionary when I'm doing that. Because he is pretty intense. But I am so thankful for Robbie, because Robbie has opened up a school of ministry in Georgia to begin to educate Daniel Whitney. Daniel Whitney is the actual name of the Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah. And it's so exciting, because apologetics, where you explain the gospel and the scriptures, and he's just focused. He's got a great gift for it. He's a very humble man. And as a matter of fact, he said once, he was talking about a Malcolm Muggery from 1970s, and he gave this statement of what was quoted from in 1970s.
Muggeridge,
and it just lines up with today. As a matter of fact, let's listen now.
In the 1970s, Malcolm Muggeridge said this: it is difficult to resist the conclusion that 20th century man has decided to abolish himself. Tired of the struggle to be himself, he has created boredom out of his own affluence, impotence out of his own erotomania, and vulnerability out of his own strength. He himself blows the trumpet that brings the walls of his own cities crashing down, until at last, having educated himself into imbecility, having drugged and polluted himself into stupefaction, he keels over a weary, battered old brontosaurus and becomes extinct. Having created boredom out of his own affluence, we have become so affluent and so bored at the same time. Impotence out of his own erotomania. We have become so erotic in our proclivities and in our desires, we have become impotent to natural drives. Having created now imbecility out of our own gains, we have made so much of progress in education and yet have become so imbecilic in ordinary choices. And now ready to keel over a weary, battered old brontosaurus to become extinct.
It's just so powerful when you're seeing, I mean, he nailed it, 1970. Mm. And it's where we are today. We thought the 70s were bad because it's coming out of the 60s and the things that was taking place in Woodstock and all the things, the hippie movement, rebellion. And it was a strategy. It was a campaign going against the American dream, because they tried to flip the nation in the 60s through Cloward and Piven. That was their names, and their concept was to max out the system until it crashes and then reboot it up into socialism.
Organizers, right?
They're organizers, yeah. And it didn't work. You know why it didn't work? Because the middle class at that time in the 50s and before were so rich and so blessed and so contented, and you know, most families had one parent that stayed at home and you went to school, and the enemy began to sell the families an idea that, you know, there's more out there, you need to leave this thing. And then that's when all of a sudden it came in with divorce, the no-fault divorce, and divorce, you know, people begin to sign contracts and say, I'll stay with you if you, you know, do this and do that, and the other things. And then abortion came, because you still had the consequences of having relationships, and that, which is a byproduct of that, is children. So then abortion came in 1973. But prior to that, that was really very relevant and taking place. And that's what bred today. But prior to that, you know, that the American lady was the most, she still is today, but out of all the women on the earth, she's the most blessed lady. She was staying at home. You know, things are being brought to her. She was being taken care of, and not that she has to be, but that she had that option to be able to do that. And so they found out the only way that you can crash the system is to convince her that there's more out there, that you're being sold out. You know, you'd be all that you can be. You need to bring home the bacon, fry it up in the pan, and never forget to let you know. All that kind of stuff was going on. And now look at the family. We can't find it. People don't know where they are. They're struggling with what tile to put on the bathroom door. And it's like, we left family. Well, God's restoring that. And he nailed it when he's going back to this particular quote from Malcolm back in the 1970s. And so I want to encourage you to support Robbie Zacharias Ministries International. We'll put up more details at VFNTV.com. But we want to pray right now, because I believe the Lord's turning that around, but we have to participate in the turning around. And I just want to encourage you just to be activated in this season, to partner with us, to pray with us. When you hear charges about getting involved, get involved. I want to pray right now. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for Rabbi Zacharias, what he's doing, and that we just pray a blessing over his school. We thank you for our president, Lord God, standing up as a commander-in-chief. We thank you, Lord, for Malcolm, who made this statement back in the 70s, Lord God, and that it's taken place. God, we pray even now, Lord God, that you would just awaken your church, God. Awaken us, God, to be able to be all that you called us to be in the season that you allowed us to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you right now, God, that you would end this abortion that started in the 60s and was legalized in 1973, that you would end abortion in America, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.